This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to hand it over to Gerald Celente in the next segment. I will take a couple more phone calls. Again, though, the story from Joe Hoff at the Gateway Pundit. Coronavirus fatality rate reported by media completely inaccurate. Actual rate less than the flu. So the debate rages on. Here's a debate I won't have. I'm a free man. I don't want to spread any disease. If I feel I have the disease, I'll quarantine. Didn't leave my house for 10 days when I was sick. But I'm healthy, and as far as I know, I haven't been told this is a bioweapon, so it's just another flu bug, so I shouldn't be worried about it. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Josh in Florida. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, how you doing, Owen? A lot of that stuff coming out of the Q movement about how this is all going to be used to target the deep state and it's just more nonsense that comes out of the Q movement. It reminds me of the churches that just say, hey, don't stand up against evil. Don't worry about anything. You're all going to get raptured away, so don't worry about it. It's very dangerous and it needs to stop. My take on the whole thing is that I feel like President Trump has been checkmated by the New World Order. No matter what he does or doesn't do, I think all he can do now is just maneuver. And I'd like to get your thoughts on that.
Well, I think this. I think in a way you're right as far as Trump being put into check, but not checkmate. Trump still has moves up his sleeve if he wants to make them. Now, he can just topple his king and say game over, but Trump still has all the cards, man. Now, again, maybe it's connected, maybe it's not. Think about all the crimes that have been happening against him with the illegal spying, with the abuse of the FISA system, with the whole Russian collusion hoax. I mean, the list just goes on and on. The fake hate crimes, the media intentionally trying to collapse the stock market. I mean, this is all going on. So let's say, because I don't necessarily disagree, I think they kind of at this time do have Trump in check, and he's maybe weighing his options, but he's not in checkmate. I think the best thing for President Trump to do right now is to move against the deep state. That's what his focus should be. He knows who the treasonous people are. He's put it out there. He's talked about it. He's called it out. Move on them. Arrest them. That's his move to get out of this. Because let me tell you, if this country goes into lockdown over coronavirus, whether it's deadly or not, Trump's going to lose support, folks. He's going to lose support. Americans are going to be pissed. The economy is going to tank, and they're going to blame him. Now, the viral outbreak, the media can try to blame him. Trump supporters won't do it. Trump is not God. He can't control a viral outbreak. So, but who knows what information Trump's getting in his ear, and who knows what he's thinking, but I don't believe he's in check, or I don't believe he's in checkmate. He may be in check. So, this is the deep state last ditch effort to try to destroy the Trump presidency. He needs to go with his last ditch effort to destroy them. Let's go to John in Minnesota. John, make it quick.
Yeah, I will. Hi, Owen. Can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Hey, it all starts with, is it or is it not a bioweapon?
Yep.
If it's a bioweapon, Trump has got to point it out. He's got to trace it right down to its beginnings, and we got to go from there. If we got to guess between bat soup and a weapon. Now, the other day on Joe Rogan, he had an infectious disease expert say it wasn't a bioweapon. His name is Michael Osterhoos from the University of Minnesota. Now, you're a young freedom warrior. I'm an old freedom warrior. I've got a virus called COVID-19 that also I nicknamed the boomer remover. And so I'm going to have a different perspective about getting to the bottom of this thing quickly. I have a death sentence coming my way.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point, actually. And again, we're not getting any of that. And I talked about it last week. I mean, I don't want to be the guys that's like patting ourselves on the back like, hey, we told you all this was coming. But it's like, it just gets frustrating. you know, playing armchair quarterback, essentially, but knowing you had all the right moves. It's like sitting there saying, boy, they should throw it to that number 18 wide receiver. He's going to be wide open in the end zone. Then the play happens, he's wide open, and the quarterback takes a sack or fumbles because he didn't throw to receiver. You're like, well, told you the receiver was there. Could have thrown the touchdown and won the game, but we lost. You didn't hit the receiver.
Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Jones, appreciate it. First thing, I love the Turbo Force. I drive truck for a living, and it's amazing. Coffee kind of gives you a little crash there at the end, but that Turbo Force is amazing.
How is Turbo Force different than coffee?
I'll tell you what, it's sustainable anywhere from 8-10 hours. I don't feel the jitters like I do drinking coffee, and it's just, you know, at the end of the day, I don't need anything to go to bed. I'll pop a knockout, boom, I'm out cold.
Well, that's when we went out to a top developer who didn't want his name on it, and I said, what would the ultimate long, say, 10-hour energy be? Is that possible? That's good and clean and strong and has a bunch of different forms of energy that are healthy and natural that are time-released, and there's more money in it than anybody else puts in their product. So that's why Turbo Force has such a great effect, and so I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you like Turbo Force.
All the signs are that this is a deep state takeover. Again, you can sit here and have the debate. How deadly is it? How deadly is it not? Regardless, the deep state's going for full control. It's happening under Trump's watch. We're watching it all happen. They're calling for using Google for live tracking 24/7. They're already doing it. They're calling for red flag laws, gun confiscation. They're already doing it. They want now martial law. They're going to shut everything down, folks. They're going to shut down schools. They're going to shut down every arena. They're going to shut down every league. Believe me, it's all coming. It's all coming. It's all been rolled out. It's all been planned. Now, how we react to this, how we respond to it, how the president deals with it is yet to be seen. Now, we've got Gerald Celente ready to go here, and we'll get his unique take on this as well. I just see tyranny. I smell tyranny. I sense a false flag. And again, I don't even want to sit here and get, I mean, I'll let people tell their story about what they think is the death rate or mortality rate or how, what that, I don't even want to touch that right now. Because quite frankly, I don't think we know. But what we do know is what we can see happening. Calling for lockdowns, calling for quarantines, calling for censorship. It's all tyranny. Is tyranny the proper response? Well, if they can put you in a constant state of fear, then you'll beg for tyranny. Well, I ain't going to be scared, ladies and gentlemen. As they say, these colors don't run. So, Gerald Celente, it's been a very active show, a lot of different angles covered today. Are you dancing up there in New York? They're about to shut down the whole state probably, Gerald. What are you thinking about?
It's disgusting. The whole place is shut down. And it's martial law. And this has, you know, I heard what you're saying about Trump and deep state. It's bigger than that. Take a look over there in Italy. I'm ashamed of the Italian people as a Napolitano born in the Bronx. They got a complete shutdown. You can't go out in the street without a pass. You're not allowed to get, the cops are all over the place. Oh, they blew, 1,000 people died in Italy from the coronavirus. Yeah, you know, all elderly people, 99.9 of them were chronically ill. Oh, and this is, hey, here's the headline. The toilet paper record. Hey, this is what all you people out there that are looking for toilet paper, you can't find any. You could use this, the toilet paper record. The headline is, Fed cuts rates to near zero, virus toll soars. Do you hear that?
Soars to what, 52 now?
Yeah, 52 or 60 in America, 6,500 people dead in the world of a population of 7.7 billion people. Hey, oh, and how many people died of that dirty air, that air pollution last year? 4.5 million. Hey, how many died in America of pneumonia? Got it right in my knee, right to my pneumonia. 50,000. Hey, how many people died in America this year of the flu? Oh, only 18,000, Salenti. But hey, we got about 60 people here dead in America. And what about 25 of them died in two old age homes in Washington State?
Yeah, it was all in the same facility, literally.
This is a flu that most people get over. So what I'm saying to you is that, we wrote about this in our Trends Journal right from the start. We call the coronavirus 9/11. They're selling this thing as a weapon against the people, selling fear and hysteria. I got some little jerk, some little clown of a boy, some little nothing of low-life crap. The governor of New York, Andy Cuomo, born on third base, thought he hit a home run like his little brother Chrissy there on the Cartoon News Network, CNN. That would be nowhere, no place, anywhere, anyhow, if it wasn't for Daddy, if it wasn't for Daddy Mario telling me what to do. We've been following this in our Trends Journal week by week. We came out when little low-life Cuomo pushed this bill through to give him emergency powers. He did that on a Wednesday. On a Saturday, he declared that the National Guard should go into New Rochelle, New York, because there were 60 cases. Do you know how many people died in New York State of coronavirus as we speak?
I'm just based on the numbers, I'd have to say it's less than 10.
You got it. Less than 10. Last number was 5. 5 people out of 20 million. Could you count? Could you count? Hey, no, Salenti. Where? It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. Wait a minute. Only 6,500, 700 people died in the world. How much worse is it going to get? This is what's happened. Again, the cover of our last Trends Journal. Prostitutes, puppet masters, peddling hysteria. The one before that, global leaders, or no, what was it? Global imbeciles, something like that. Our trend, if you go to Gerald Salenti on YouTube, global imbecile, the imbecile, political imbeciles, government imbeciles are destroying the global economy. These are imbeciles. What, name me, Owen, name me one thing that the government has done to help we the people. Hey, how about those wars you start? How about those wars you start, huh? What have you done? And everybody's listening to these low lives. Hey, look at that low life we got down there in New York City. Another piece of this and that. De Blasio, popularity rating of around 30%, ran for president in the Democratic presidential reality show side, booked, threw him out right away. Nobody could stand the low life piece of crap. They just closed down all the restaurants in New York City. 27,000 of them gone. And they make up the damn numbers. First it starts, hey, I'm the governor of New York. Not more than 500 people can get together. I'm the jerky governor from Ohio. I say 150 can't get together. Hey, I'm the moron from California. Not more than 250 can get together. Oh, we're closing school for 2 weeks. We're closing school for 3 weeks. They're making up the damn numbers. And the people are bowing down. Hallelujah! You got it?
Gerald, you're going to take over here. This passion is not lost on me. Look, here's where I've been at. I've been trying to ride this wave because I've just been analyzing and paying attention, monitoring. But for me now, it's without a doubt the threat of tyranny. The threat of global tyranny and government tyranny is now greater than the threat of coronavirus. And
a million times.
And I'm not even commenting on how deadly it may or may not be, but I'm just beyond a doubt fully convicted.
How deadly it may or not be is not the answer. How deadly is it? How deadly is it? Nobody anywhere can tell me where it's going. It's all BS. You're making your crap up. Save it for yourself, all you experts. I go by the numbers that exist. The damn thing's been going on for 2 months. 6,700 people dead. Nothing. Hey, how many people are dying in Yemen? What's a Yemen? Oh, you mean the Ebola crisis? The hell with the Yemenis. Oh, only 10 million of them are dying from starvation. Screw them! We got 18 cases in Turkey. That's a damn headline. 18 cases in Turkey.
In Idaho where they hadn't even had a confirmed case yet. It was already all over the headlines. They were shutting down restaurants, shutting down bars. They didn't even have a case until Saturday. Gerald Celente, you're not going to want to miss this hour, folks. Gerald Celente is hot to trot. Did I do it, Gerald? Did I do it right?
You got it.
Gerald Celente takes over the Alex Jones Show. Don't miss it.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouth allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me on the Alex Jones Show. The course of history has changed. Never in my lifetime have I seen anything like this, nor in my parents' lifetime. Created a war spirit among the people. You even hear the language from that low-life piece of garbage crap scum mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, who I would call to his face, saying that using the words like war, warfare, and that's the climate that we're in. You have little low-life pieces of crap, garbage. Presidents, prime ministers, chancellors, senators, congressmen, mayors, controllers, anybody telling you what to do and how to do it. They are destroying the global economy. As you well know, I had forecast the greatest depression. I said it wouldn't happen until 2020. I first did it on the David Knight Show. about a year ago. That's changed. The greatest recession has now begun. It's an economic epidemic. Brought to you by the moronic, sociopathic, narcissistic, freaks and fools that the people elect to run their lives. America, the country of cowards, the most important item tells you who they are, that they really need the most and fight and die for. Toilet paper. They've taken the fight out of the American people. Hey, little boys and girls, Don't go into the no bullying zone. If somebody's going to pick on you, don't learn how to fight. Don't learn how to protect yourself. Be a little nobody. And salute. There's my salute. And as an Italian, I'm ashamed of the Italian people. Mario Conti. Yeah. Take out that O and stick another letter in there. Yeah. Follows W, what precedes it. That's the letter you could use. A nobody! Wasn't even elected! Brought in by the two moronic parties running the show. You cannot go out in Italy! They're the highest adult population in Europe. Elderly are dying. The greatest depression has begun. Hey, why is everybody buying guns that has a brain? Why? Because of corona crime. We're going to see a crime wave like you've never seen before. You have all these low-life scum. A governor of your state. I'm on this radio show Saturday, around 2 o'clock. And as I'm talking, they saw Mr. Salenti, they announced the honorable governor, blah, 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 will be on soon. I said, what's this word, honorable? What honorable? How about public servant? Can you get that? How can any imbecile look up to Inslee, a Cuomo, or another jerk off there or somewhere else? Yeah, some of the headlines. Ready? This is how stupid it all is. Hoboken closes bars, restaurants, sets nightly curfew and virus crackdown. Hoboken's mayor announced a nightly curfew to curb outside activity in efforts to minimize the spread of COVID-19. The mayor! I'm the mayor. I'll tell you what to do, you little piece of crap. I don't care if you need business coming in. I could give a good damn if your cooks, your waiters, your waitresses and bartenders and waiters and owners of the business go bust. I know what's best for you, and I have the facts right here. And you know where the facts are? The facts are up your new yo what? Because your facts don't add up to crap. Crapster. Oh, we're close to 250. Now it's 50 people. Can't get together. Oh, 50 people. Can't get together. All right, everybody watching, you ready? Turn me into maybe a stupid jerk mayor of Hoboken. You ready for this? All right. You're going to get it. And get ready to die. Who's outside? I may conquer a virus. Look at the numbers. Look at the details. People that get this get healed. This is a flu. The numbers speak for themselves. I don't want to hear from anybody what it's going to be. I'm looking at what is. And what is equals zero when you add the numbers up. It's a government takeover. A total government takeover. It's up to 7,000 deaths. 7,100 out of 7.7 billion. What percent is that? How about no percent? And that's what we have. The no percenters running and ruining our lives. Political scum of the slimiest order. Repulsivekins and Democrats. Oh, and by the way, the Democrats buy the crap better than anybody else. They believe it. Oh, but how many caught it? We got to do more tests. What happens when people get tests? They send them home. Stay home. Don't give it to anybody else. The mayor, the governors. Oh, I love it. The governor of Maryland. They got three cases. They had three cases. Calls emergency. The governor of Maryland, what's his name? Holder, hand job, something like that. How many people got shot in Baltimore last night? You're going to see a crime wave like you've never seen before. When people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And all these people that have been put out of work by low-life, ignorant scum with no data to support one thing that they're doing are putting them out of work. Pay your rent. Pay your taxes. Pay your phone bill. Pay your electric bill. Pay your car insurance. What are you going to pay it with? 70% of the people can't afford a $400 gig. Extra expense. The worst is yet to come.
Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey,
Mr. Jones. Appreciate it. First thing, I love the Turbo Force. I drive truck for a living, and it's amazing. Coffee kind of gives you a little crash there at the end, but that Turbo Force is amazing.
How is Turbo Force different than coffee?
I'll tell you what. It's sustainable anywhere from 8-10 hours. I don't feel the jitters like I do drinking coffee, and it's just, you know, at the end of the day, I don't need anything to go to bed. I'll pop a knockout, boom, I'm out cold.
Well, that's what we went out to a top developer who didn't want his name on it, and I said, what would the ultimate long, say, 10-hour energy be? Is that possible? That's good and clean and strong and has a bunch of different forms of energy that are healthy and natural that are time-released, and there's more money in it than anybody else puts in their product. So that's why Turbo Force has such a great effect, and so I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you like Turbo Force.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. Glad to be on the Alex Jones Show. Never in my life have I seen a freak show like the one going on. Man, it's just going to get worse. You know, remember when people used to call people like Alex Jones and myself that would prepare for the worst?
They call us preppers and make fun of us. And you know, one of my sayings is that prepare for the worst. If the worst doesn't happen and you're prepared for it, you don't lose anything. But if you're not prepared and the worst happens, then you can lose everything. Now, all of a sudden, everybody's running to the grocery store. Besides buying toilet paper, and again, if you need real toilet paper, ran out of any, can't find any, there's always the toilet paper record. But anyway, everybody's buying up everything. Campbell's soup stock is going up. Yeah. And you know, people are buying, SpaghettiOs. Oh, that'll keep you really healthy. Madonna me. Anyway. So what you really want to consider is InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods. So with the rise of coronavirus and trouble brewing constantly in other nations and more, danger is constantly growing overseas. So we've been officially notified by our vendor that food prices are on the rise due to dramatically increased level of demand. And so what they're saying is that it's already getting more difficult to order storable foods nationwide. And they're facing a 5 to 10% increase on every option of emergency food available. And demand for storable food products remains nearly 100 times normal volume. But there is progress to report. As of yesterday, two new food production facilities have been opened, bringing their new total to 4 food processing plants. When this all started in January, there was only one. So shipping will be delayed on every order that they take, likely 10 weeks or more. It used to be 9 weeks. Not all, but many cases. So knowing this, complete checkout to reserve your place in their order queue now if you're preparing with InfoWars shelf-stable foods. It lasts up to 25 years in storage. So, 25 years, woof, I should make it out with that. So that's what I'm saying. Prepare, prevail, and prosper. Again, they made fun of people that were doing this before. And now they're all running to the supermarket. Hey, what's going to happen when a real crisis breaks out? People freaking out over Rosie, Queen of Corona. What's going to happen when the real crisis hits? What are they going to do? What a joke. What a joke. Yeah. Say what kind of joke it is. I told you the little governor here in New York, born on third base, thought he hit a home run, Andy Cuomo, who renamed the Tappan Zee Bridge the Mario Cuomo Bridge after his daddy. Imagine that. They've done this all over New York City. All over New York. The 59th Street Bridge is the Koch Bridge. Triborough Bridge is now the RFK Bridge. The Tappan Zee Bridge is the Cuomo Bridge. Egotistic boys and girls of the lowest order. Don't forget to salute honorable this and that. My governor. I believe that New York City schools should be closed. I believe. Hey, that's so. Maybe I believe something differently than you believe. Hey, Salenti, who the hell are you? You're just some stupid low-life piece of garbage. Like all the other people out there, I am the Honorable Cuomo. I'll tell you what to do. I believe. Hey, just because you believe it, don't you tell me I have to believe what you believe. Oh, no. Here he goes. I believe that New York City schools should be closed. Period. Oh, okay. Okay, honorable. Period. Period. He says so. Period. You must believe what I tell you. Or else I'll get my little boys out there to rough you up. They have destroyed the entire global economy. New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. They've all closed the bars, restaurants. The place used to be packed over here, empty. How are you going to pay your rent? How are you going to pay your rent? How are the restaurants going to pay their rent? How are the waiters, waitresses, cooks, owners, how are they going to live? Oh, hey, the airline industry. Ah, forget about it. All you people that work in the tourism business, all you people that work in the entertainment business, all of those sporting events, the hell with you all! I'm in control! Heil Hitler! March for Mussolini! You got it? It's all over the world. It's not just here. Oh, this is my favorite one out of New York. To show you what stupid, jerk, low-life, pieces of garbage crap. This is from the comptroller, Scott Stringer. A string of crap, anyway. Said that not only essential services should remain open, saying bars, restaurants, and movie theaters should be closed. City controller Scott Stringer said on Sunday, call for near total shutdown of New York City. The way to get out of this crisis is to act logically and strategically. Hey! Who the hell are you, comptroller, to tell me what logically and strategically is? How many people died in New York State? That boy. Nobody. Oh, five. Five got to be corrected. All elderly and infirm. He tells you what to do. Here he goes. Logic says we need universal testing. Logic. Logic says. Hey, his logic. Not my logic. They're going to force vaccinations on everybody. They're going to force testing on everybody. And we need more social distancing. No more loud kissing on the cheeks in Italy. They have lines. They actually have lines where you have to stand behind when you buy things. The cops are all over the place. Social distancing, a new word they just made up. You got it. You're going to get it. That's why today, out of abundance of caution, I am calling for a city shutdown. I am calling for a city shutdown. The comptroller. Who the hell are you? Hey, no, you know who I am. I'm one of the freaks in charge that you vote for. The Democrats and the Republicans. Who also thinks to be Papa. It's going down. It's going down hard. You better prepare. And buy what you need when things get worse. We'll be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Waging war on corruption. It's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting it on.
Hello, hello, welcome to the Alex Jones Show, and I'm happy to be here. This is a very important time in our lives. If people don't stand up and fight, they're going to die in imprisonment. We've lost our rights. The Constitution is dead. So you have these little clown boys and clown girls telling us what to do, how to do it, when to do it, and people obeying them. This is one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen in my life. There's pictures out there of people in New York City walking down the streets, getting yelled at, telling people to get off the street, you're going to spread the disease. They're closing schools. They're making up the dates and when to open them up again. Now they're saying again, first of all, you can't get more than 500 people together, now 300 people together, 250. All the events that have been canceled. Oh, in Italy? Not allowed to have a wedding party. Can't get buried, no funeral. Gotta wait to die again. Hey!
Conti says so. And the people obey. They did it before and they did it again. You look back in history and you say, how can the people follow these freaks? You take a look at Hitler. Charlie Chaplin played a better comedy than he did. And the people hailed Hitler and Mussolini and one leader after another that sends them to slaughter. You like that, Bush? That dirty, rotten, stinking Bush? Oh, which one? Both of them. Daddy Bush, the baby Bush. The baby Bush. That's Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. And the prostitutes peddled it. And the people bought it. And they're buying it now. I know, extremely intelligent people. I give them the facts and this is what they hit me with. Yeah, but you don't know where it's going. This could be very big. I said, don't tell me about the if, because nobody knows. I'm only talking about the now, and the now's been going on for 2 months. And the now's nowhere. I want to make this 100% clear for everybody listening. What's happening in the global equity markets? And as we speak, the Dow is down almost 10%. And that's after the Fed's been pumping them trillions of dollars. $1.5 trillion last week to boost up the equity markets. Hey, capitalism's dead. You're putting $1.5 trillion to boost the equity markets so the gamblers, the hedge funds, can make more money because they're losing it? And it's not working. Now, again, as you know, we have a weekly magazine, the Trends Journal. We're ahead of this beyond everybody. The facts are there. No magazine comes close to it. What I'm telling you now is very important. Nothing has ever happened like this in our lives because both Main Street and Wall Street are collapsing at the same time. In the past, the markets crashed. Boop, 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 the economy goes down. This time, thanks to the imbecile, psychopathic, narcissistic, pathological freaks called politicians, they're destroying Wall Street and Main Street at the same time. 27,000 restaurants in just New York City closed. Closed throughout the state. All around the country, they're closing them down. Hair salon. My buddy, my barber, and when I get a haircut, they didn't have time. He told me this has been the worst week, last week, in his entire career, people canceling. Every place is closed. Where are you going to get your money to pay your rent? Again, the numbers are there. 70% of the people don't have $400 in case of an emergency. How are you going to pay your health care? How are you going to pay your phone bills? How are you going to pay your gas? And, very appropriate for where we are and who we are and what's going on. What was the day that Trump called a state of emergency? Friday the 13th. I had agreed 100% with Trump in the beginning that this thing was being blown way out. And as my magazine says, that the prostitutes were the peddlers. Ratings were slumping very terribly in the industry. It's like when they have a hurricane and all of these prostitutes get dressed up in their hurricane drag And there they are with the microphone and the water splashing over the boardwalk and the trees bending over and the branches falling. The hurricane's 300 miles off the coast of Florida. They did the same thing with, there they are, you see it, doing the same thing. And they're making it up. They got that shot where they're making this stuff up too. Yep. It's exactly what they've done and the people buy it. The sheeple bought it. Prepare, prevail, and prosper. Gold prices are slumping dramatically. You know why? They got to sell their gold to cover their margin call and all their losses. The Trends Journal, we had the breakout points for gold. Even when it was hitting 1700. I forecast the next downtime from 1700 to 1650. If it goes below 1650, the next one's 1450. If it goes below 1450, the bottom I'm calling it 1390. My goal right now should be well over $2,000 an ounce. Well, we are witnessing, we've never witnessed in our lifetime. Spain, total lockdown, state of emergency. And the cops are all enforcing it, the SWAT team. In Spain, they could take over factories. They could take over farms. They could take over businesses. They call the state of emergency. Hey, Franco is back. Franco is back. And again, because I study this stuff all the time, I know what a low-life piece of crap garbage this guy Sanchez is. That's the prime minister there. And now he's in charge. We've never seen this before in our lives. If we don't fight for freedom, we're going to die under dictatorships. They're destroying our lives. Is the coronavirus 9/11 spreading fear and terror? Yeah, there's that little boy, Sanchez. A nothing. Little arrogant nothing. Now in total control. Hey, good thing we don't have Castro around, huh? Boy. Castro, you got him back, man. This is Castro on steroids. The greatest depression has begun. An economic epidemic brought to you by the sickest people that anyone could imagine. Politicians. Look up the definition. Someone that's manipulative and devious, typically to gain advancement within an organization. And they're advancing us to the lowest lives possible. So thank you all for tuning in to InfoWars. Remember, prepare, you preppers. A lot of you folks are already prepped up. And the Trends Journal, trendsjournal.com, the only magazine that will tell you what's going on, what it means, and what's next. History before it happens. Thanks a lot. Stay cool and stay safe.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease. and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.